4. 5. Take the paper out and make one straight cut with the scissors in each of the four corners along the crease of the fold. 6. Place small bits of double-backed sticky tape in the corners of the cupboard or drawer and along the edges of the wallpaper before pressing the liner into place. Chapter 3. No-Sew Window Shades. For an image of this craft, go to artscraftsandmore.com. Materials. Fabric. Tape measure, pen and paper. Scissors. Fabric glue and tension rods. Instructions. 1. Measure your windows and cut the fabric to size, and leave an extra inch on either side and make it twice the length you require. 2. Use the extra inch on the sides to create a nice hem by simply folding the fabric and fastening it with the fabric glue. 3. Fold the length of fabric in the middle. Make sure you have the right side facing out, and glue the ends together to make a long loop. 4. Slip the loop over the existing curtain pole so that it is in place. 5. Next, take a tension rod and insert it across the top of the window frame, and use two or more other rods below. 6. To create the faux Roman blind look, all you need to do is insert a tension rod across the top of the window frame and add a couple more rods below it. 7. Then fold the fabric up and over the rods until you get the perfect look. 8. Because the rods are so easy to move, you can adjust the light levels according to your preference by moving them up and down. Chapter 4. Garden Rake Wine Glass Holder. For an image of this craft, go to artscraftsandmore.com. Materials. Old metal garden rake with blunt curved tips. Detergent and scrubbing brush. Metal paint spray, optional. And screwdriver, drill, and wall fixings. Instructions. 1. First, you have to separate the rake's head from the shaft. 2. Give the metal head a good wash and decide if you want to paint it. 3. If so, use metal spray paint to apply a couple of coats. 4. Choose where you want to hang it. And use appropriate fixings to secure the head of the rake to the wall, prongs facing outward, of course, for you to slide your wine glasses onto. Chapter 5. Painted Drinking Glasses. For an image of this craft, go to artscraftsandmore.com. Materials. Drinking glasses. Paint brushes. Glass paint. Stencils and tape, optional. Oven and baking sheet. Instructions. 1. Make sure your glasses are clean and dry before you start. 2. If you are using stencils or a printed design, stick it inside the glass with some tape. 3. Choose your colors and just paint on your design. You may want to build up layers to get stronger colors, so be patient and wait for each coat to dry. 4. When you have finished painting, remove the stencils and place the glasses on a baking sheet and put them in a cold oven. 5. Turn the oven up to 350 degrees or its maximum heat and leave the glasses in there for 30 minutes. 6. Let the glasses cool before taking them out. They're now dishwasher safe and ready for use. Chapter 6. Balloon Lace Chandelier. For an image of this craft, go to artscraftsandmore.com. Materials. Inflated balloon. Lace doilies, enough to cover the balloon. Wallpaper adhesive. Paintbrush. Newspaper. String to hang the balloon. Scissors. And a cord to hang the chandelier. Instructions. 1. Mix the wallpaper adhesive and spread out the newspaper on a table. 2. Paint the lace doilies with plenty of glue so they are wet through. 3. Use the